Ketchum seems to be earning its keep. Putin's letter to the New York Times has made news all around the world, and in two of the countries that form the so-called BRIC diplomatic group with Russia, the response has been very positive. We asked BBC journalists from Brazil and China to give us their scoop on Putin today.
I'm Jean Fillette, BBC correspondent in Brasilia. The response from Brazilians to Putin's approach has been quite positive. On social media, most Brazilian analysts and users who have been following this story have praised Putin for criticizing Obama's plans of intervening in Syria. They were very pleased by Putin's words on why Obama should not encourage Americans to see themselves as exceptional. Although Brazil and the US have good relations today, Brazilians, and especially those who support leftist parties, tend to be very critical on how the US deals with other countries and with Latin America. Many people here think Americans do not have the right to intervene without the UN's consent anywhere, and that also applies to the crisis in Syria. That's the view from Brazil.
My name is Tam Su Hao from BBC Chinese Service. Putin's article on New York Times, there are a lot of comment and response in Chinese website. Chinese state television broadcasts the news as a top news. Mostly, they are positive. Chinese public generally, they admire Putin. They wish their own leader can behave in the same way. One example is one reader said that Putin is a good judo athlete. He's confident. He plays well. His article shows good timing, good tactical skill, and full of confidence. He's a great leader. Yeah, this is how looked from the Chinese audience.
That was Tam Su Hao with the BBC's Chinese service. Before that, we heard from Zhao Fillette with BBC Brazil.